The County Commissioner of Leer, Stephen Tekar Riek, says the classes were carried out by a group of AMTE youth from Koch and Mayendet counties. He alleges the motive of the attackers was to raid cattle. The commissioner says 10 people were killed by the attackers and AMTE men from Leer killed 18 attackers.
Yesterday, they wounded one person. The day before yesterday, yesterday in the morning when they came and attacked our position, 10 people in our side have already died. And we lost a wounded like 9 people. From the one of yesterday, there are about 10, one two. But on their side, they have 10 people died. They have wounded people more than 30. That's around wounded.
Moderator of Southwest Presbyterian Church in Leer, Reverend Stephen Kulang Jech, confirmed the attacks. He says the attackers raided the area on Sunday night and continued up to Monday morning. He says the attacks also resumed on Monday afternoon. Jech says there is need for more efforts to restore hope and mitigate the situation in the area to restore stability.
The problem, all of us, we know that the people of South Sudan, they are traumatized by the war that has been based in our country for a long time. And also, many people, they are looking for the cow. If they have seen any cow for the other people, many people, they want to take the cow of the others. And many people want to take anything that you have.
A lawmaker representing Leer County at the National Legislature, Gabriel Bapp, condemned the latest clashes in the area. Bapp says the insecurity in the area can be attributed to lack of intervention from the state and national governments. He says despite attempts by President Salva Kiir to investigate similar incidents that killed at least 40 people in Leer last month, the committee has not been to Leer County.
Right now, our governor, who is the unity state governor, he never say anything about the genocide done in Leer. And whenever we are there, I think you remember when there was a fight in Torit. Even our president was from the delegation, even the general chief of South Sudan, and 90% of South Sudan, so we are from and went to that side. Also, there was a genocide in Abyei. They are also from the committee, they went there, even including my governor, they went on that side. But when people of Leer have been killed, nobody took care on them.
Tekar says that since attacks in Leer happened last month, no other security measures have been taken by both the state and national authorities to prevent further violence.
My message to the two level, the state level and the national level, to make a quick response for what is now moving from Koch and Mayendi County Commissioners. Otherwise, we are just talking to them and tell them, don't make the revenge. People are in peaceful situation in the old part of the country. No new people will fight. But what will happen if the two county committees are still moving ahead and attack?
Efforts to reach out to the two county commissioners of Mayendit and Koch for comments were unsuccessful. Last week, the Church of Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, David Renz, called on the South Sudan government to remove the commissioners of Koch and Mayendit counties from their positions and hold them accountable for recent human rights violations in Leer County. The call came after ceasefire and transitional security arrangements, monitoring and verification mechanism, or CITISAM, concluded that the two commissioners are responsible for instigating deadly violence that occurred in Leer County, an accusation both commissioners denied. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudo in Juba.